brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is a best-selling author, former BBC presenter, former champion goalie, and he's an icon of getting people to expand their awareness, to expand their horizons, to question little bubbles that the social engineers, the mind controllers, try to keep us in. He is David Icke. Now, he's going to be on with us for a full hour, maybe even a little bit longer, next Monday. He's on a tour in the U.S., but I wanted to get him on today for just 30 minutes to talk about the plunging dollar, the bringing in of the global currency, which is going to be an SDR, bank-to-bank, that he wrote about more than 12 years ago. What Obama is doing, what he's bringing in, how they announced the internet's being turned over to a private global corporation, the dollar's being shut down. Obama's now the head of the United Nations Security Council, the real body with power. All these things are happening, and the great change is upon us as they expand the tyranny. But in the middle of the darkness, the awakening is exponential. I'm seeing that. Everyone I talk to is seeing it. But David Icke's seeing it around the world. And a real focal point of this, and we salute him. David Icke, thank you for coming on.
Mr. Alex.
Okay, this is a quick segment. You've got the floor. I would imagine you'd like to talk about the dollar first, then we'll get into the larger clash of the titans, the clash of liberty and tyranny that we're beginning to see happen.
Yeah, well, the crash of the dollar has been planned for a long, 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 long time. It's all part of what I've been talking about for many, many years, which is how they're using America to destroy America. The idea was for America to be pulled into overseas wars that stretches them militarily, stretches them financially, crash the economy, because if you're a superpower and you have the military and financial might to say no to a world government, then the world government's not a tyranny across the world. It wants every single country subjugated. Therefore, any superpower with financial and military might to stand alone or stand its ground has to go. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing the use of America to destroy America. In one way, America is being used in terms of its military to expand the agenda of conquest and control. But at the same time, it's being destroyed in the process. And we're now seeing countries that have been reports in the British media this week, like China and Japan and Russia, and even the Arab countries starting to really move towards disconnecting the dollar from being the oil currency and the reserve currency. And, you know, the American economy, like the British one, actually, is it reminds me of, you know, in those cartoons when there's a chase going on and eventually all the people in the chase run over the edge of the cliff. And for a while they keep running because they don't realize they've run out of land. And then someone looks down, realizes the land is gone, and then that, you know, awareness just, and they all fall and crash down into the ravine. And if people just looked at what the British and the American economy are standing on at this time, it's fresh air. It's simple illusion. There's nothing there that's holding it together. And I've been saying, Alex, since September when they crashed it, first of all, that there's a three-stage process here. First, crash the economy, September 2008, make everyone see there's a big problem which needs a solution. The solution is stage two, and that is throwing enormous cuckoo land amounts of money, hosing money at the cause of the problem, the bank, so it disappears in a great black hole. And the idea of stage two is to empty the barrels of government in terms of having any response to the economic situation that they're facing. In other words, empty their pockets, end their credit lines, and then stage three, which is waiting in the wings, and that's to crash the economy on an even bigger scale than in September 2008, at which point there's no response from governments because they have no response. The barrels
David
are empty.
Icke, stay there.
And
let's
that
come
point
back.
It's to bring in the international banking cartel controlled by the House of Rothschild.
Remain in your houses. the President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
David Icke's our guest in the next 20 minutes or so, and we've got David for a full hour next Monday. We'll tell you about the events here in the United States, in Arizona, New Mexico, other places. He's going all over the world, big awakening happening. But for stations just joined us, recap, David, the controlled implosion of the dollar that you've been writing about for over a decade. The globalists have bragged that to make way for world government, and I hear them brag about this on NPR, that we can't have a high standard of living, that that hurts the environment to have more than one child, our carbon footprint, babies are bad. And at the UN Climate Summit in 92, Maurice Strong said, we must destroy industrial society. So they always said they wanted to have a fiat banking system, get everybody so in debt that there's more debt than there is real tangible assets in the world. And now they've got conservatively, according to economists we've had on, between 500 and 1,000 times more fiat debt they've made that the banks use to buy things than there are real assets in all the world at their highest value. So this is a complete fraud, a total Ponzi scheme. And here's AFP, Agency French Press. U.S. economic decline forges a new world order. Hundreds of other headlines about how good the new world order is, how America's now going to get it, how the Arabs and Russia and China are teaming up. But meanwhile, the same central banks that own them, the global controllers, they're orchestrating all this. So, David, break down the three phases you talk about, starting last year with the controlled banking implosion, stealing the $23.7 trillion, saying that it was going into the secret coffers, never spending it on the mortgages, and now where we're going from here.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's planned to be in three stages, and they're becoming, you know, blatant to crash the economy in September 2009 so that everyone sees there's a problem and there's a problem to address. So the way they address it is stage two, which is hosing trillions, staggering amounts of credit money, fiat money, at the cause of the problem, the banks. The idea being, and of course, ask the Federal Reserve, and they'll confirm it's gone into a black hole and no one knows where it's gone. That's the idea. And phase two is about emptying the barrels of governments, emptying the pockets of governments, bringing an end to the credit lines of governments so they have no further maneuver of response to what is coming in stage three. And that is to crash the economy on a scale that, you know, makes September 2008 look like a tea party. And the figures you're talking about, Alex, in terms of the fresh air money in relation to real resources, that's the enormous, staggering bubble that they're going to use to cause stage three and crash stage three. And the idea is to destroy America militarily and financially, so that it is subjugated, it comes down to its knees, and then it has to go cap in hand with the beggar bowl to people like China and these other countries that are conspiring now to bring an end to America as we know it, so that and then they will do what they're told, so they will be absorbed into the world system and absorbed into the North American Union, absorbed into a new currency. This is all part of it, because it's simple. If something's working, you ain't going to justify changing it. If you want to change something, you've got to destroy it. You've got to make sure it's not working, so you open people's minds to accepting, hey, we've got no choice. That's what it's all about. And, we, you know, when Britain declared war on Germany in 1939, there was 8 months when nothing happened. It became known to history as the phony war. Well, the phony war in terms of this conspiracy is over. We're now at a point where we're going to need to start engaging this, and with swine flu and the economy and all the rest of it, it's
David,
all
let's
coming
go
together.
Over that.
The idea is to throw everything at us in a short period of time, a short period of years, to bring about this global change very quickly, because humanity is just exhausted, frightened, terrified. Do something. And that's the idea. That's why we must stay strong, and we must not be subjugated by this and not fall to fear and give our power away as a result.
Well, David, I want you to walk through that step by step, and I totally agree with you in the time we have left with you today. But I want to go back and just point out, you eloquently laid out what's happening. But this is not your opinion. This is all in IMF, World Bank documents. It's openly stated. We told people at the time that they would steal the tens of trillions, hoard it, use it to buy up the economy that they were vertically integrating. They cut off credit, then they hoard the money, then they go out and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's why they say it's the new economy where you're homeless or don't have a job or take a cut in pay. It's the jobless recovery, because everything is gauged by the fiat money changers consolidating global power, but that's only part of it. Demonizing the U.S. and England's name worldwide with wars, putting our troops under U.N. control, DHS reports, demonizing gun owners, conservatives, those that don't like the New World Order or want to end the Fed. Suddenly they have Stasi TV ads, spy on your neighbor. Suddenly they've enlisted, gotten the Girl Scouts to spy. Suddenly the Boy Scouts. I mean, everything, as you said, is a quickening. It has gone a quantum level leap into Maoist level hell. They are definitely launching their operation. So go through that. Go through the flu. Go through what David Icke sees happening. But also, as the tyranny comes in like a flood, liberty is coming in, the mass awakening you're witnessing.
See, the thing is that it's a simple equation. The more you centralize power, the more power you have to centralize even quicker. And that's why the process of centralization has got faster and faster and faster through the 20th century, eventually reached the point where it was so blatant it was given a name, globalization. And that's gone on and on and on. And as more and more power has been centralized, it's had the power to centralize quicker. So the whole thing is getting faster and faster. And the other thing, I mean, we've only got half an hour today, Alex, but, you know, it's something that I've been writing about and getting much much deeper and more understanding about as the days pass now. You know, when people look at the speed and all those things you absolutely rightly detail there, you look at the speed in which all this is coming in all these different areas of our lives, in all the different fine detail of our lives, and it's coming in a coordinated way to a coordinated timescale. This is not people sitting around a table saying, what's our next move, guys? This is much deeper. The rabbit hole is much deeper than this. And it's in finding the source, if you like, of the rabbit hole. That's what's going to bring the system down. And we're going to do that in the next few years, no question. It is coming down.
Well, David, I want to talk about that.
Comes down, it's in a far less extreme state than it would otherwise be if we do nothing.
David, I want you to get into that, kind of a brief overview. We'll cover it more on Monday and talk about your new book and some of the events coming up. But a point you just made about how this is coordinated. They are banning homeschooling in Australia, England, the U.S., or attempting to, simultaneously with the same PR, with the word-for-word same scripts, and I see it in the local news, they are banning neighbors, including police officers, keeping each other's children, period. They are banning garage sales. They are banning people selling corner fruit stands in the countryside simultaneously worldwide. It is all admittedly coordinated by this private corporate board. Break that down, and what is the end game? How does the flu tie into it?
Well, the way they could do this, Alex, is a simple structure. It has to be simple. It looks complex. Well, you know, when it's all happening, as you're talking about it now, it looks complex. How do they do this? But actually, it's a very simple structure. It's like a transnational corporation. You've got the headquarters, which is overwhelmingly in Europe, and then you've got the subsidiary companies of the headquarters in each country. Instead of corporations, although they're part of it, of course, it's secret society networks. So you've got a global secret society network with a spider at the center, overwhelmingly at operational level in old Europe. And then in each country, like the United States, you have a subsidiary network of secret societies controlled by the bloodline families, and their job is to introduce the centrally dictated global agenda in their sphere of influence by controlling that country's banking, media ownership, the corporations, the cartels, etc. And so this is how they can do it globally, as you've rightly described, this coordination. It's because in each country, these subsidiary networks of secret societies are introducing the centrally dictated agenda. So, of course, because they're all doing it, it's happening in every country at the same time. This is how it's possible. And the idea is to subjugate humanity on a scale that would make all world wince. And there's one area, Alex, that really does need a lot of focus on, because I've been seeing so much around the world at different aspects of this, and that's how the state is after our children. You know, when you look at Aldous Huxley, a member of the Fabian Society, one of these strands in the web, a major one actually, in his book Brave New World, he was talking about hatcheries, public state hatcheries to produce the children, and the children were parted from their parents. What you're seeing is change after change after change, what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, step by step by step, which is giving the state more and more control and influence over our children and taking it more and more away from our parents. So when Obama came out outrageously in the last week or so and called for children to spend more time at school and for school holidays to be shortened, etc., because we have to do this for America. No, no, Mr. Obama, you have to do this for the agenda of the masters that you dance to the tune of, because it's about taking more time away from children with their parents, taking away more parental influence, more individuality influence, so the state all-encompassing blob mind program can get more access to their minds for longer.
David,
and this is why in Britain, I'm sure it's happening in America too, I'm sure you'll confirm this, but in Britain, we're having children taken away from their parents by social services. In fact, I know it's happening in America because I've done some research recently on it, for the most extraordinary reasons. For instance, we've had a couple. They spent £38,000 on fertility treatment to have a child. When the social services came round after the child was born, just a very, very small baby, the mother joked that took her children away, and they're still taking her children away. And then what the social services say is, if you want to see your children at all, like once a month or so, then you must not challenge our decision. Otherwise, you're never going to see them again. This
and
is what's
you must
going
pay
on.
Them.
And it's not kind of here and there, one time in a million. It's becoming more and more constant, more and more common. And it's
and
all
David,
part
let me
of
throw
this
out. Let me throw this out.
Brave New World.
It is all scientifically. I've had Charlotte Iserby, the former head of the Department of Education Policy. That was the plan in the 80s,
yes,
was to
brilliant.
End the family. It's all on record. That's what they say in eco-science. End the family, raise everybody in dormitories, sterilize us through the water supply, through the vaccines. And, yes, simultaneously, now if you yell at your child, don't run out in the road, that's abuse. They take your children. No judge, no jury, no due process.
Yep.
And we know the family courts were set up as eugenics courts in England, Germany, and the U.S.
Exactly.
And absolutely, they're now saying you can't babysit your neighbor's kids. You can't talk to your neighbor's kids unless you have a government license. And I talk to people that live in England. It's happened to me when I've been there. They come up to you and ask, why are you walking your dog? Are you a criminal? And so everyone's being trained to answer questions. The secret police are everywhere. And now in Europe, England, and the U.S., they go into the schools. And I saw this in Billings, Montana, when I was there last week at the hotel. A whole hotel full of Girl Scouts being trained by Homeland Security to spy.
Yeah.
I wasn't reading this in the AP. It was in the news. I was witnessing it without even looking, David.
It's interesting. The more I research this and the more I go down these different channels of control, manipulation, and imposition, the more times the name Rothschild ends up at the end of it, you know. This whole mind manipulation, Brave New World and all the rest of it, this social engineering, comes out of the Frankfurt School in Germany, which moved then into America to change the face of America. That's what he wanted to do. The Frankfurt School was fundamentally connected to the House of Rothschild. It's the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. It is another face of this, or another mask on its face. And then you go through the banking system, which is happening now. The Rothschilds have controlled the banking system globally for centuries, and the more and more as time has come to the present day. We need to focus on this dynasty because it really is at the core, the spider of this whole web, and they operate in the background. So, once upon a time, as you well know, everyone knew about the Rothschilds' power. What they've done through the latter part of the 20th century is hidden behind front organizations, front nominee directors, all the ways that they do it to hide the extent of their power. It's like the Rothschilds are not as powerful as they used to be. Are you kidding? They're more powerful than they've ever been.
Well, that's what I've researched, is every time I research a group, a power group, a takeover, the environmental movement, the carbon tax, it's always Rothschild. And which is intermarried with the British royals. Are you saying they're greater than the German house of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha? You're saying at the very center is the Rothschilds.
I'm saying that at operational level, all roads lead to the Rothschilds. You see, you've only got to do some simple background research, never mind detailed background research, into Israel, and you realize very quickly from the start, Israel is not Israel, the land of the Jews. It's Rothschild land. The Jews are being played like a violin in Israel because and being set up for some appalling things in the future because the Rothschilds own the place. The Rothschilds control the American government. That's why the American government gives fantastic, extraordinary amounts of money to that small slither of land called Israel, including enormous military spending, is because if the same force controls both countries' governments, then one hand of the force says give the money, and one hand of the force puts its hand out and says thank you very much for it. This is why it goes on. This is why Israel has nuclear weapons. And we have this, Alex, tell me it's not true, but it is, this policy, official policy in America, not to ask them if they have them. Obama's just confirmed that he's going to continue to that. So we're saying, oh, great danger to the world, Iran, or they might develop a nuclear weapon. And then we've got this fantastic nuclear arsenal in Israel, of course, who have never been slow in using high-tech weaponry. That's why we had the head of the International Energy Energy Agency, Nuclear Energy Agency, Atomic Energy Agency, this week, saying that the biggest threat to the Middle East is the nuclear arsenal of Israel. Mordecai Vanunu, an Israeli who worked in the nuclear industry, of course, he came out, spoke to a British newspaper, the Sunday Times, I think it was, some many years ago now, decades ago.
And got clapped in prison.
And said that Israel's got this massive nuclear arsenal, and he was lured to Italy. He was kidnapped by Mossad and jailed for 18 years.
Now, David, we've only got 5 minutes left with you. You said you've got big news for us Monday about the mass awakening that's happening, also the center of the spider web, your new book coming out. I agree with you. The takeover of the family is the key. If they're able to tell people that they don't have free association.
Absolutely the key, because it's what's happening, Alex, is that they're targeting anything that holds people together. You know, I'm seriously not into religion. You know that. But for many people, the church and stuff is something that holds people together.
So they're targeting
anything that holds people together because they don't want any structure of us coming together. They want to divide us, keep us apart, and keep us lost and bewildered.
But for the first time ever, in major polls, 75% or higher know there's a global banking cartel, know the Federal Reserve's private, know the Bank of England's shareholders are private. And so all the puppetry and Obama and Bush and Blair to be the head of the UN and Obama
the
head.
Oh, yeah, that's a surprise, isn't it? Blair, you know, you've got to be a war criminal before you can be president of Europe, of course.
But the good news is, and I want you to speak to this, is that people now are addressing the shadow government, the private banking cartel, and I don't see that being reversed even by staged wars or bioweapons releases or Tony Blair running Europe. Break it down for us.
Well, it's quite simple. They have not spent 24/7 for decade after decade after decade keeping humanity dumbed down and keeping us in ignorance of what's going on because it's a bit of fun. They've done it because they know we have the numbers. They may have the military, they may have law enforcement, they may have the media, they may have all of these things, but we've got the numbers. Because the number of people in full knowledge and full awareness of what they're doing is a fraction, tiny fraction of the number of people on this planet. And what terrifies them is enough of those people waking up and seeing what's happening. It is happening. It is people are waking up in increasingly large numbers. And they may seem to be, you know, all-powerful. They're not. They're not all-powerful. We're going to see that as the next few years pass. And a part of this breakneck speed of change is panic. They've got to get the lid down before we break a threshold and cross a line where enough people are aware of this to bring it down.
And that makes
we're getting there. We're getting there. It may not seem like it, and it won't seem like it for a while, but we're getting there, and we will get there.
Yes, but that makes it doubly dangerous for the New World Order and for humanity, because I agree with you. Until about 5-6 years ago, they were arrogant, they were haughty, at least their servants were. Obviously, the cold-blooded controllers behind the scenes are very serious and really tuned into their Luciferian force and
right,
according to their own statements and understood. But even their minions now are scared, which is kind of a negative thing, because now they're actually really working hard, really trying to accelerate it. So it's a catch-22. It's proving everything we said as they announced open world government, exactly as we said they would, run exactly as we said it would be. So that's giving us great credibility, but the time is short because we're under full-scale launch. Give us, in the last minute we've got, David, where you're speaking and what you think the time frame is on this whole implosion.
Well, I'm speaking in Santa Fe. All details on my website, davidicke.com. Just go into the site, and it's right in front of your eyes. That's this Sunday for 8 hours. And then I'm speaking in Phoenix, which will probably be the last time I speak in America for a while because of the way things are going in my life and circumstances. That's on the 17th of October, the Saturday, week on Saturday. And again, I'll be speaking for 8 hours. Details on the website. I'll tell you what my timescale is. The next few years, we're going to see this move on and move on, and we're going to think there's no hope. By 2015, 2016, this is coming down. It's coming down, and it's coming down in a most extraordinary way.
We got to end it. Let me say bye to you during the break. And Max Keiser's coming up. Dave will be on with us for a full hour next Monday. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are back live. You know, I've been invited by David Icke repeatedly to his events, and I've always said no because I'm too busy. But tentatively, I'm going to be at the Phoenix event because Mancow's invited me, David's invited me, and he says this may be one of the last times in years he's in the U.S., and so I'm going to tentatively, I'm going to Phoenix, not this weekend, next weekend. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be speaking or involved. I don't want to be. I'm going to be hiding. I just want to meet David in person. I've interviewed him so many times and been on other shows with him so many times. So I'm probably going to that event. But I'm not sure. But just side issue, exciting. Just talk to David Icke. Alan Watts coming up in 30 minutes. We are joined here in just a second by Max Kaiser, who, of course, is the host of the BBC Oracle, host of Al Jazeera shows, host of Press TV, host of Russia Today, the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange, produced TV shows with Alec Baldwin, really knows his stuff, not from the left-right paradigm, but exposing corporate communism, as he calls it. So he really gave a devastating interview to Russia Today that I really think in 5 minutes boiled it all down. We're going to be talking to Max and picking his brain a little bit more about what's really happening with this dollar. Is this the final plunge, or is this just the beginning of the dead cat bounce downwards? And what will a dollar collapse, either gradual or more quickly collapsing, fast as in a year? We've already seen quite a collapse the last few years. 4 or 5 years is gradual. We'll talk to Max Kaiser in a moment. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson, owner of the Genesis Network and also owner of Midas Resources. You know, when I buy gold, I buy it from Ted. Because the deals he offers you, the deals we pitch on this show, I only want the best deals for my audience. I tell Ted that. These Alex Jones specials are the specials I'm getting. Ted buys gold at $910 an ounce. He sells it when it's $1,040. He bought into the market at that time at a, you know, 910, 911, 912 layer, 990. Then last week, he keeps selling it at that price till he sells out. That's how he's become one of, you know, one of the fastest growing and large gold brokers out there. Now, he sold out of that stuff at the 990, 995 level, but he's got it at another level way below 1,047. And the futures are even higher than that right now. We'll talk to Max Kaiser, an expert on this, in a moment. But I wanted to briefly bring Ted up to tell you the coins he's got, how long the offer lasts. Ted Anderson.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go till midnight tonight for sure. We're selling the franc currently right now at $236 a piece, and the British sovereign at $291. We also have the Walking Liberty halves still at that $869. Lakota's at $2,230. And, you know, really it's a great buy across the board. Alex, what's going on right now in the market, though, is that, I mean, our business volume has at least hiked by 10 times of where it was just a month ago. And every single dealer across the United States is experiencing the very same thing. And we're all fighting over the same items out there in the marketplace. So
your 36 brokers, as you told me last night, are up there till midnight, one every night. They're exhausted and you're running out of gold and silver supplies at any price. So people will find out. If they don't buy now, they're really going to regret it later. That's what all the trends and evidence shows.
Well, they sure will. I mean, obviously, they're going to pay more if they wait at this particular time. But, you know, all I can say, Alex, is that the demand is there. We're going to end up with short supply, just like we did a year ago. The market is much bigger than it was a year ago. And the mints are trying to mint more, but you know what? There's just not enough. I mean, when you watch the dollar do what it's doing right now and the foreign markets doing what they're doing, people are just concerned about their money that they put away for retirement and their savings accounts, the money that they have in the stock market, et cetera, and they're turning it over to gold and silver, and the demand is bigger than the supply. That's just the way it is.
Absolutely. Now, tell people briefly, as we're going to Max Kaiser, the coins you have at the lower price and what you bought these coins at in the market versus what it is now,
well,
the type of savings.
I'm edging up to the supply that I picked up at that 994 level. Now, we were looking at the 988 stuff yesterday. The franc's currently at 236, will be adjusted higher as soon as this stuff goes. British sovereigns will go higher as well.
So you're still getting something at below the 1,000 level when it's cresting at 1,050. That is a crazy Eddie level good deal. That is a fantastic deal.
The answer to it is if I reprice things in today's market, it's a lot higher. Not just a little bit, but a lot higher. And it isn't going to be too long before, you know, I mean, I'm not a eccentric billionaire. I have so much money that I can buy supply with, and that's it. My resources are limited. So, yeah, if you're interested.
But you're very competitive, and you like blasting the competition. And if you buy gold lower and silver gold lower, why not sell it at the lower price instead of doing what most people do, jacking it up? That's why you're growing so fast, Ted. That's why we hear your ads on national radio and TV. That's why Midas Resources is so respected. Here's the number briefly. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Gold at that 994 level. Silver at the even lower level in the market, even though it's way up. 800-686-2237. And you can only hold that until when?
I'm going to hold it until tonight. I mean, just because of the fact that even if I have to lose on the deal, I will. I just appreciate the customers and the business. And I just think it's the right thing to do. People need to get gold and silver now.
800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Alex.
Take advantage of it or you're insane. Let's go to Max Kaiser. He's not affiliated with me or Ted. Does that sound like a good deal to you, Max Kaiser?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they didn't have your mic up. Say it again.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Now, you've been a gold bug for a long time, and you've been very successful with that. Let's talk about dollar tumbles on report of its demise. You're in Paris. You've got some inside info. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, you've got the floor. Tell us what's happening right now.
Well, Alex, Robert Fisk I had a great story in the Independent in the UK this week, and he was talking about the oil-producing nations in the world. They want to get out of pricing oil in dollars. They want to start pricing oil in a new currency, a basket of currencies, anything but the dollar, because the dollar gives the U.S. a really unfair advantage in the world markets, because any country that wants to buy oil, they first have to buy dollars, because oil only trades in dollars. And this is a very unfair advantage that the U.S. has. And what these countries are noticing, countries like China, Russia, Iran, is that the U.S. is using the profits that they're making from this monopoly pricing power of the dollar and the price of oil, and what's called seigniorage, which is they basically get a commission on all the dollars that they're producing. They're using the profits to, you know, fund their wars, to fund the Pentagon, to fund the invasion of Iraq or the invasion of Afghanistan, or now, you know, looks like the invasion of Iran. And the thing about Iran is that Iran and China signed $8 billion deal for oil with Iran. So China is thinking, even though they are heavily connected to the dollar and their economy has grown as a result of tying their currency to the dollar, they're thinking that now it's time to divorce themselves from the dollar. It's time to kick America to the curb, and it's time for these other countries to stretch their wings and take over in terms of the new superpowers. And Robert Fisk basically makes that point in his Independent article, and I can confirm pretty much what he's been saying, because it's the same thing I'm hearing here in Paris and my contacts in the Mideast, that in fact a new currency is being formulated, a new currency that will be represented by a basket of currencies. The only a couple of things that Robert Fisk mentioned that I would add is that he mentioned that gold would be one of the components of the new currency. But what I'm hearing is that gold could represent as much as 50% of the basket in the new currency. And this is what's driving gold higher now, because banks and, you know, central banks have stopped selling their gold. And the investment banks and Wall Street and other places are starting to accumulate gold. And I think gold could be, you know, it could go into a bubble phase. It could be like a dot-com bubble or a real estate bubble. You know, they need a bubble in America to keep things rolling on Wall Street, to keep the bonuses flowing. And people have been questioning, what is going to be the next bubble? Is it going to be carbon credits? Is it going to be green investments? Is it going to be commodity investments? Is it going to be gold? And gold could be a huge bubble, and you could see the price spike. You could see the price go to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 an ounce, if that's what Goldman Sachs and these guys decide is going to be the next gravy train for, you know, their big bonuses. And I'm hearing some other things in Europe, some really interesting things, that's my comment.
Well, hold on
so
a minute.
Far.
Hold on, Max. Max, I want to hear your inside info. You hinted at that yesterday on international television. I'd like you to, because I know you don't make stuff up, give us entree into your inside info. We'd really appreciate it. All those investors and people out there that want to know what's happening, because you are there in that major crossroads of Paris. But before we get to that, you know, there's something larger going on here. I read Club of Rome and UN documents and Rockefeller documents 15 years ago that they'd written years before that, you know, 20 years ago, that they planned to use the U.S., use us as a military to set up world government, then blame everything on us, implode the dollar, and bring in a new bank-to-bank currency, and then have regional currencies. They don't want to have one global currency, but they manipulate and play the markets on a global scale so there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and that now Russia and China are basically owned and controlled by these interests, and that the U.S. is just having all the debt piled on it, and that they're preparing to kind of seal the deal or swap spit or become blood brothers by torturing the U.S. into third worldom. And so that China and Russia and the Middle East shouldn't be celebrating so much. Sure, the U.S. is the drunk husband that comes home, you know, every night and cold cocks them. But they're getting out of bed with the U.S. and getting in bed with Beelzebub.
Well, I mean, break it down very simply. It's It's very simple to put it in the following terms. 75% of all the transactions in the world take place in U.S. dollars. It is the world's reserve currency. And that's the way it's been since the end of World War II, and it is the basis of America's hegemony around the world. And it's, you know, America has a soft empire, as well as a hard empire. I mean, they have, of course, their embassies and they have their facilities all over the world, but the dollar has really been the means by which they have the major influence around the world. And you know, what these countries like Russia and China and Iran, of course, signed the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, the SCO. If you look that up on Google, you'll find out all about it. They have a mutual defense pact. If America hits Iran, China and Russia have pledged to side with Iran and strike back, basically. So it's just economics. China has a deal with Iran for $8 billion in oil, and America seems addicted to war to feed their machine. You know, last year in 2008, Alex, the U.S. collected about $2.5 trillion in taxes, and 100% of that money went to two places, bailouts on Wall Street and the defense contractors. Now, that's an incredible statistic. 100% of all income tax collected last year, $2.5 trillion, went to either bailouts or military. There's no money going anywhere else. And, you know, this is just setting up the dollar as really the leper with the most fingers. You know, it's the leper with the least fingers. It's a currency that nobody wants anymore, and they're putting in place these other currencies, and they're looking at gold because gold is the only way that they can have any accountability and that they can have any way of hoping to escape all of the debtmeisters there on Wall Street.
Yeah, not being shysted by the money changers that are always creating tens of trillions in fiat money and then using it as weapons, economic and military weapons, against them. Now, the vampires of central banking, the best, the dirtiest are out of Europe and the U.S., obviously, but China and other people play their games. The Arabs have their own system of banking, but they don't allow the usury. We're up to 30% loan sharking rates here in the U.S. now with the credit card population, so much so that people are kicking the habit and going to debit cards for Visa this week, finally passed more use than credit cards. So that's something healthy out of all this. But will the Goldman Sachs vampires just move on after they've eaten the bones off of the United States, or are they dependent? I mean, is this their Transylvanian earth? Is England, Israel, the United States, Germany, France, is that Count Dracula's earth that he can go anywhere, but he's got to haul those caskets around? I mean, is there any way to kill the vampire?
With a silver spike. A spike made of silver. In other words, the thing that Goldman Sachs and these guys on Wall Street hate is gold and silver because it's the opposite of a fiat money system. You know, I've told people for years now, if they want to kill Goldman Sachs deader than a hammer, as you might say, if everyone bought 1 ounce of gold bullion and the price traded immediately up to its inflation-adjusted normal price of $2,000 an ounce, it would remove 90% of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan's ability to spin cotton candy derivatives out of, pulling it out of their backsides and claiming that this has some validity in the market. And that's why they just hate gold, and that's why they've done everything since Milton Friedman and Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke and Tim Geithner, all their rhetoric, all their white papers, all their doctoral dissertations have all been about the greatness of fiat currency and fractional reserve banking and why gold is dead. Now, what's happening? Now, let me get into this. What's happening is that these countries that are gold, that are petroleum exporters, are saying enough is enough. We don't care what the risks are at this point because we're sick of America's wars. We're sick of all the market manipulation. We're sick of Goldman Sachs manipulating the COMEX and the NYMEX. We're just going to introduce our own basket, our own currency. We're going to put gold in there. It'll be the first gold-backed security currency since 1971, when the U.S. dollar still had some tenuous connection to gold. But there really hasn't been a gold-backed
currency. But, Max, the last time they did that, the globalists blew the hell out of Iraq, saying they had WMDs. Now the Arabs are getting ready to do it again. And notice, they found secret reactors that the Easter Bunny laid.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, Iraq said that they wanted to start trading oil in euros. And the next thing you know was shock and awe. And then Iran started saying, we want to trade our oil in euros, and suddenly, you know, the game was moved over to Iran. But here's what I'm hearing, and this is kind of the interesting story, if you will. You know, Stacey Herbert and I made a really interesting film a couple of years ago about gold, and we interviewed folks over at the Bundesbank in Germany. And at that time, it was revealed to us, anyway, that there are 3,000 tons of gold. Much of it was held outside of Germany and held, in fact, in the United States. And what I'm hearing now, Alex, is that Germany, like France did back in the 60s, they're going to demand their gold bullion delivered to them, the physical gold. You know, back in the 60s, de Gaulle sent ships, warships, to New York and forced America to put their gold, France's gold, onto a ship.
Stay there.
And shipped it back to Europe.
Stay there. And he wouldn't let NATO in his country either, but now they just let NATO back in. Stay there, Max Kaiser. Amazing. Inside info directly from Paris. Straight ahead with Max Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
Max Kaiser's going to be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. Then Alan Watt in the last hour and a half. And he's going to have a lot to talk about. By the way, Alan Watt is one of the central figures, along with Max Kaiser, one of our experts in Fall of the Republic. This has twice the budget of any film I've ever made, $200,000. That's a lot for me. I know it's not for some people, but boy, I'm risking a lot doing this. And I did 17 interviews. I've put people on aircraft 17 times. That's a lot for. The point is, this is a whole new quantum leap. And people are seeing the trailers and getting that idea. Now, we premiered a general trailer yesterday. We have a TV mind control trailer premiering next hour. Max Kaiser will be with us, and he'll talk about that. Also, some things he's doing on the film end at his piratemyfilm.com site. But I wanted to just, at least once today, tell listeners, you can pre-order Fall of the Republic. And we're getting these in a few days before the 21st when it officially comes out. And we're shipping the orders in the order they're received. We've hired extra shipping people. We're going to try to ship all the back orders out by the 21st or a few days after that. We're really hustling to get these DVDs via UPS worldwide. It has a zero country code, plays everywhere in the world. I keep getting emails asking that. We should put a note on the shopping cart explaining that. I forgot to tell folks to do that. Yes, all our DVDs are country code zero, play everywhere. And you're also supporting us when you buy Fall of the Republic. But it's 2 hours, 24 minutes long. It's a big Alex Jones film. And it has another 25 minutes of extras. It's a DVD-9, so close to 3 hours on this baby. Fall the Republic, Infowars.com, if you want to support alternative film. This shows who the bankers are, how they're operating, what they're doing, how to stop them. And Max, just briefly, because I want to get into what it will look like as the dollar dies in the different scenarios. You're saying it's baked into the cake, it's going to happen. And then that more of that inside info about the gold missing. And you said COMEX would default. We've seen some big gold suppliers have been defaulting. Your crystal ball is really firing on all eight cylinders here. But briefly, you've seen the trailer for the new trailer that's got you in the end of it going, the matches, you know, these are arsonists, and they're asking Congress for more matches. And they say, who do we send the check to? Who do we send the check to? Here, you need more matches? How many more matches? Is a ton of matches good? Do you like that trailer, Max Kaiser?
It's a brilliant trailer, and I think the part that I'm in is especially brilliant, I must say.
Well, it is the closer. It is especially brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's your last film, The Obama Deception. You know, that came during a time when I was still, you know, basically had one foot in the Obama camp. And now I have both feet out of the Obama camp. So, you know, that was really a bold film to make at the time because a lot of people were still in love with Obama, and he had really hypnotized everybody into thinking that he was really different than the preceding nightmare in the White House. And, you know, I was half fooled, I must say. But now you're this film, Fall of the Republic, I think is going to take it further. I think, you know, what's interesting, Alex, is that I think your film is going to be a lot more hard-hitting than that Michael Moore film, Capitalism, A Love Story. I think he's kind of a cream puff attacking the problems. I think your film is going to be a lot more hard-hitting because don't you have John Perkins in the film, the economic hitman?
Oh, yeah, we got everybody. John Perkins is in it.
Yeah. Okay, so I think it's going to be a lot more hard-hitting. But anyway, getting back to the dollar, you know, the U.S. dollar, these countries, the oil exporters, they want to get out. They want to get another currency to compete, basically, with the U.S. And their objective, quite simply, is to – they want to they're being competitive. They want to put the U.S. economy out of business, which means that they want to put the U.S. dollar out of business. And they can do so because this new era is an era that's going to be dominated by countries that actually have resources. And we're talking about oil. We're talking about natural resources. And those countries that have been living on creating mortgage-backed, collateralized debt obligations.
Stay there because the last break interrupted you on the missing gold and De Gaulle. Then you went back into the dollar. Let's come back in 1 minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.